Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, after over 25 years of working with CEOs, presidents, and business owners, I am an expert. I do understand CEOs, presidents, and business owners that do somewhere between a half a million and many million dollars more. I've worked with hundreds and hundreds of companies. I've talked to thousands of people over the years, and I understand why business people do what they do and how they think. And why are some CEOs more successful than others? Well, it doesn't have anything to do with education, and education is extremely important. It doesn't have anything to do with the economy, although the economy is extremely important. It doesn't have anything to do with geographical location, although geographical location is important. You cannot dismiss any of those things. And it doesn't have anything to do with good luck, because good fortune is part of it. All of those things combined together are really important. But what's important is what the attitude of the CEO, president, or business owner is. Where do they want to be in life? Do they want to live in a little house? Do they want to live in a house by the beach? Do they want to send their children to community college? Or do they want to send their children to an Ivy League college? Are they trying to prove something? Is there some burning desire inside of them that says they have to do this? Are they willing to work the hours? Are they willing to put up the rejection? Are they willing to continue to educate themselves? You can be in the same city and you can have someone doing $1 million and you can have someone doing $50 million. Same city, same business. The only difference is the person doing more business really wants it. How many times have you watched a football game and it comes down to 10 seconds on the clock and you see Peyton Manning or Tony Romo or Ben Roethlisberger throw that touchdown that wins the game because they just wanted to do it. They weren't going to quit. If you want to be successful, you have to have all of those elements of understanding, of will, drive, and determination, of being in the right place, of understanding your business, of educating yourself, but you really have to want it. 1960, growing up in Pittsburgh Pirates against the absolutely dominant New York Yankees. The ninth inning of the game, Pirates, two outs. Bill Mazeroski steps to the plate. It's a home run, and the Pirates come from behind to win the World Series. Those are the kind of things that inspire people. You can have your own situation in your time frame in your life. Maybe it was a Super Bowl game. Maybe it was somebody that you know. Maybe it was someone that you admire that you want to model yourself after. But if you want to be successful, start looking at why people that are successful are successful. Well, for sure, they don't work 40 hours a week. Someone who wants to work 40 hours a week, go home and go to the mall and play golf all the time and do those things, they're probably not going to reach the $50 million mark. And I'm not saying you should ignore your family because your children, your partner, your husband, your wife are very important people. But are you there wanting to give them what they want? It isn't just about making money. It's about what do you want? What's inside of you? You need to do a self-examination, and you need to say, what am I looking for out of this life? How much rejection can I take? You hear the stories over and over again. The woman that wrote the Harry Potter stories was rejected over and over and over again until she found someone to accept her manuscript and publish your book. And you all know the story of that. You're all familiar with the Beatles, but Little Richard, was in England, and he was offered the contract to bring the Beatles to the United States, and he turned it down. Regretted it all of his life. Is your mind opening? Are you thinking? Are you seeing what you need to see? Now, there's nothing wrong with being satisfied with where you are. You know, if you're making a good living and that's what you want, that's perfectly fine. But if you really want to be on top of your game, you've got to dig deep inside of yourself, understand who you are, understand what people want, understand what people need, because who buys from you? Not a company, not a corporation. It's people that buy from you. Understanding yourself, your employees, your coworkers, your vendors, the people that you want to sell to, understanding what the need is, you will be phenomenally successful. And is that what you want? If it is, let's get to it. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.